SOP255. Today, we answer some listener email, we correct Dave with some comments, and we're going to answer the question, hey, why not just host your media where you host your website?
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005. I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson, thanking you. I really, seriously, thanking you so much for taking your time to listen to little old me talk about podcasting. What do we talk about here on the School of Podcasting? We talk about planning your podcast, producing it, promoting it, monetizing it, all of the above, as long as it deals with podcasting. Now, our website, if you'd like to come visit us, is at schoolofpodcasting.com. Now, if you're listening to this on a website, you can actually subscribe to the podcast by going to schoolofpodcasting.com/iTunes. That'll throw you right there into iTunes. You can click on subscribe. If you'd like to contact me, I would love to hear from you. You can email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com, or you can call in your comments, 888-563-3228. Well, we're going to start off with an email from Chris Meyer. He says, Dave, hope all is well in Cleveland, Ohio. He says, I wanted your opinion on a podcasting question. Have you ever used your web hosting space to store your podcast files? Instead of paying a monthly fee, just use that storage space that you've already paid for with your web hosting company. He says, I have Bluehost as my web hosting, so I thought, why not use that space that I've already paid for instead of paying for another subscription such as Libsyn or Blueberry? I added the Blueberry. He just said Libsyn. Do you see any issues with this? I planned on having WordPress create the RSS feed and use FeedBurner. So far, you're on the right path. So if I get to the point of podcasting for 5 years like yourself, I can move the content or sell it as a box of CDs. Okay, thinking ahead. That's good. He says, thanks for your feedback. Always enjoy your show. Glad to hear that PodCamp Cleveland was a success. We do not seem to have those in Vegas because people would not show up. They would spend their days in the bar. He says, I'm taking your advice finally and producing at least 10 to 20 episodes before I release any episodes. I don't know about 20, but 10 would be good. Just to I always tell people, record a couple podcasts just to get your feet wet and so you understand what it's about. Well, let's go back to the question of, hey, why not just use Bluehost? Now, my hosting provider, you can find at schoolofpodcasting.com/hosting. I use a company called HostGator. And I would basically put host, I'll put it this way. This is why I love HostGator. I had a question last week. I was trying to push the limit on some things. And when I actually went to ask them this question, I had 200 technicians waiting to help me with my call, and last week when I called because I had to switch a credit card, I actually got a live person on the phone in next to no time. So if you go to my blog, davidjackson.org, you can see I have some reasons why I love them. And again, you can find them at schoolofpodcasting.com/hosting. But let's get back to really irregardless. You know what? That's even not a word. You guys know that? Irregardless is not a word. Whoever your hosting is, they all pretty much have, especially if they're saying, unlimited bandwidth. You know, well, okay, that's true. The reason they say that is because they put all sorts of rules as to how you can host things on their servers. So they have limits. So more accurately, again, they have rules. So when you get popular, you will either be charged like Dan Klass from thebitterspill.com. When he was mentioned on the New York Times, his website went through the roof. And he got a really nice bill for that. Or in some cases, if you go over your bandwidth, they will shut you down. Even if you have unlimited bandwidth, you will get a polite little email that says, you got to go. So many times, there are guidelines that don't allow you to use the service as a backup or a storage device, which kind of is what you're doing. If you look at the terms of service for my preferred hosting, which again is HostGator, you will see where it states, using a shared account as a backup / storage device is not permitted, with the exception of a cPanel backup. Please do not take backups of your backups. Now, Article 7 of their terms of service, and I'm using HostGator at this point, I can almost guarantee you this applies for Bluehost, it applies for HostMonster and all the other ones out there. It says, use if you use 25% more of system resources for longer than 90 seconds, there are numerous activities that could cause such problems, such as CGI scripts, FTP, PHP, HTTP, EIEIO. Participate in an example would be participating in any kind of file sharing or peer-to-peer activities. Well, hello, when you're a podcaster, you're trying to share your file. So if you get so many people downloading that file at the same time that you are now making the server so busy that the other people that are on your server can't use it, they're going to ask you to leave. So can you do this? Yeah, you can. They're not going to stop you. I actually did an episode a while back for another podcast where I put it on my server just to give it a shot. But realize you're breaking the rules, and if you get caught, you will get asked to move, and in some cases asked to move your entire website. They just don't want you because, well, you broke the rules, right? You know, so you can get in trouble. It's best to use, like I said, Libsyn or Blueberry. If you're in a free mode, you can go to Mevio, and you can avoid the hassle. Because the problem here is if you have this problem, it's because you got popular, and now you have a crowd watching you make your mistake. So it's only, depending on who you go with, Libsyn is $15. Well, for Libsyn, you can go $5 a month. You just won't have any stats. $15 a month if you want stats, which are great. That's what I have. Or you can go with Blueberry. I was actually on a Blueberry webinar yesterday. And the boys at Blueberry got some things going on. It's pretty impressive over there. And I'm always Todd Cochran, of course, is the guy that's heading that up. And he is the guy that wrote the very first book on podcasting. And we'll be talking about Blueberry a little in the future, I believe, because they've got some stuff going on. All right, wanted to clear up some things on a past episode. I was talking about, do you really need a portable recorder? You can find that out at shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com, or an easier way, if you just go out to schoolofpodcasting.com and click on the podcast link at the top. It'll show you all our past episodes that are available. And Gary Carpenter, who you can find at garycarpenter.me, said, hey, Dave, great episode. While you were talking about the Zoom H4n, you said that the inputs were only XLR. So that isn't true. And you know what, Gary? You're right. I only use the XLR. I don't use them. But to finish Gary's comment here, they're actually multi-style. They accept XLR or quarter-inch inputs, which right now I'm using the quarter-inch inputs. The also has a stereo 1/8-inch mini jack that accepts a microphone, such as like a lapel lav. Does that happen? That's on the H4N, and I believe it's on the H4 as well. I'll have to test that. But anyway, he says, I'm sure you know the real benefits of this recorder is that you can record from both mic inputs and the onboard condensers all at the same time for a four-track recording. This is great for live events where I can give two speakers, handhelds, or lapel mics and use the onboards to record questions from the audience. He says, I'm thinking of experimenting to see if I can record from a stereo source like a laptop or an iPod into the mini jack, and then the two mics into XLRs for a mobile podcasting rig with no need for a mixer. He says, I really enjoy your podcast. Well, Gary, thank you so much. And more importantly, thanks for clarifying that. Yeah, what's the phrase here? I guess I had a brain fart where I just was talking about how I use it. And so thank you for that. Also wanted to mention from Steve Durrett, who you can find at Durrett, that's Durrett.org. So Dave, you mentioned a lot of other podcasts about podcasting at the end of the podcast. Say that three times fast. He said, and I thought you said you would include these links here in the show notes. And Steve, I forgot. So here's the easy way to do this. If you go to I'll put a link. It's out at davidjackson.org. And I just bought a URL, which I cannot remember. Podcastsaboutpodcasting.com, I believe, is the URL I bought, which will point right to that. And I will be updating that list as it goes forward. So, Steve, thanks again for letting me know that, hey, Dave, you got a little lazy in the show notes. Buddy, what's going on with that? So, Podcasts About Podcasting will take you there. All right, I want to remind you, May 17th coming up, we have a free podcasting webinar. It's kind of like a pod camp. We just sit around and chew the fat and talk podcasting for free. You can find that at schoolofpodcasting.com/webinars. Hope to see you there. This last topic, I hate doing this. So why are you doing it, Dave? Because I feel I have to. One of the reasons, one of my passions besides podcasting is I am a teacher. I like to help people. That's why I started the schoolofpodcasting.com. And on occasion, I have found people who jump into the podcasting realm because it's hot. You can make money at podcasting. I am releasing a book at morepodcastmoney.com. And sure, you can make money at that. And you can also make money about the topic of podcasting. And some people jump in, especially from radio, who say, hey, I know how to talk into a microphone. I understand podcasting. And that drives me nuts, especially if, well, you do a little research and you find out that they just don't know what they're talking about. So I have to, unfortunately, say, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about. First things first, podcasting is not radio. I explain it to a lot of people because they don't understand what a podcast is, that it's like an internet radio show, but the key word there is like. Okay? Podcasting is not radio. If you're not in front of a radio at a certain time and you miss that spot, you missed it. Podcasting allows you to rewind and hear it again and again and again and again and again. Okay, so this person's name is Alan Hunkin. Seems like a really nice guy. Seems like a very helpful guy. He put out a new ebook. It's called the Podcast and Talk Host Mastery, the complete A to Z handbook, guide, and directory by podcasters, radio talk show hosts, teleseminar leaders, and those just starting out. And I've actually sent an email to Alan to say, hey, you might want to come on the show. Now, I don't think Alan knows. I have since wrote a blog post that said, this guy doesn't appear to know what he's doing, but he might come on the show, which might make for some fascinating talk. But it says, according to his website, he's one of the first podcasters, which I think is funny because I've never heard of him. I've heard of Michael Butler. I've heard of Adam Curry. I've heard of Don and Drew. I've been around since podcasting started. I've never heard of Alan Hunkin. It's just not ringing a bell. Now, according to his website, he's been podcasting for 13 years. Now, that's really funny, as I thought Adam Curry and Dave Weiner invented delivering audio, video, and PDF files via RSS, better known as, podcasting, in September of 2004. That would be 7 years ago, not 13. Now, I have not seen a copy of the Podcast and Talk Host Mastery book yet. I've actually read about every other book there is to read on podcasting, but when I have someone start spouting their credentials in a manner that, well, mathematically does not add up, I have a hard time reaching for my wallet to buy their book. Now, for the record, I have asked for a review copy, because, you know, I could be wrong after all. But his about page states that he has been podcasting since 1999. Again, podcasting started in 2004. It also states that Alan was president of Podcast.biz Consulting, a podcast consulting, design and production boutique working with companies, organizations, and individual thought leaders worldwide to create a unique brand and marketing initiatives through podcasting. Boy, that's a long sentence. Alan withdrew from both of these activities and all other industry-related services providing when he became publisher of the primary industry publication, Podcast and Talk Host Mastery, in 2010. Again, something that came out last year that I've never heard of. It's strange that such a fascinating, what was that again, boutique? That podcasting.biz would go away unless it, didn't work. I don't know. Why would you quit something that was working? That's just my thought. That's my opinion. So you have to make the call. His podcast consulting site, Podcast Biz, is gone. It now redirects to his book. When you go to his website, alanhunkin.com, it's a Google profile page. Seriously? You can't spend the $8 a month at HostGator to get a proper website? I mean, I personally will not buy a car from a salesman in a tent. And egads. Okay, so the book seems, and again, that's just my opinion. He's using a free website. Now, the book seems like an interesting idea. It's part how-to, part why, and part where. I I think it's interesting that there are, from what I've heard on the video at his site, links to articles by podcast consultants. I have a better idea. Why not listen to the podcast consultant on their podcast? I mean, I guess this means the School of Podcasting probably won't be in the next issue. But then again, as I have an affiliate program for the School of Podcasting, I probably will. I have a sneaking suspicion many of the links in the book have affiliate links. But again, I haven't seen it yet. That's just my assumption, and I could be wrong. So I went looking into Alan Hunkin's podcast. He did, in fact, have a podcast, because many podcast consultants that come from radio don't. That really gets my dander up. Now, his podcast hasn't put on any podcasts since November of 2009. He's interviewed some great internet marketers and celebrities like Alan Alda from MASH when he had a book out. So I give him credit. Okay, I could learn something here about how to get quality guests. But when I clicked on the link to his website in the iTunes directory, it went to a dead page. This is another great first impression. It was going again to podcast.biz. When you subscribe to his podcast For Successful Living, which was his podcast, you will see that none of the episodes download, as in, like, none of them. And I guess after 13 years of podcasting, he needs a little practice. Now, is this the guy you want to teach you how to podcast? He is setting up a membership site. Of course he is. For $99 a year to teach you how to podcast. And yes, I know, my membership site, the School of Podcasting, which teaches people how to podcast, is, you know, a little more than that. But my podcasts work. And he is currently selling his book for $24.95. The interesting thing, he admits that the word podcast is 7 years old on his website video. And then he says he's been podcasting for 13 years. I'm sorry, I just can't get over that fact. Maybe it's my background in engineering that the math just bothers me. Now, his website states how the book will teach you how to record your podcast without purchasing any hardware or software. And to this I add the phrase, just my own opinion, that sounds like crap. Now, it makes me want to write a book called How to Be a NASCAR Driver Without Buying a Car. So I almost want to buy the book just to see how you record a podcast without purchasing any hardware or software. Because I understand software, you can use Audacity, it's free. You can use Sony Acid, it's free. Are you going to use the hardware on your Mac, the built-in microphone? Oh, please tell me that's not the truth. Anyway, I have contacted Alan so I can learn about his 13 years as a podcaster and probably have him on my show. Wouldn't that be fun? I would suggest to Alan that he hire me so I can show him how to find the mistakes on his websites. And believe me, I know I'm the king of typos. Actually, as I read my blog post about this, I had a typo. So I am a bit of the pot calling the kettle black here. But at least I have my permalinks set up to generate some Google traffic. Come on, man, your permalinks? And if you have no idea what a permalink is, sign up at the School of Podcasting. I'll show you. It's really important. So I apologize for kind of going all Howard Stern and dissecting my competition, but sometimes they just make it too easy. And I don't want to see anyone get pulled in by another snake oil salesman who's jumping on the podcasting bandwagon because it's the new hot thing, which technically the new hot thing period of podcasting, which I believe was like 2005 to 2007, but that's my own opinion. The truth is, Alan is not a podcast consultant, in my opinion, according to his Successful Living podcast, which, by the way, is on a free WordPress.com site. He's a life enhancement expert, in my opinion. As long as your life does not include a podcast, I think you're okay. So, Alan, come on the show. I'm sorry I'm kind of dishing you here, buddy, but like I said, everything I went to look at you is either free or not working. And that's not a great first impression. So there you go. That is out at davidjackson.org. The blog post is called, "Hey, you can't do math and he sucks at podcasting." It's a little harsh, I know. And that's just not my typical helpful teacher mentality. But I hate to see people get roped in. And who knows, maybe he'll send me a copy of his book. But that is going to do it for today. What did we learn today? Well, we learned that you can put your media on your web host, but you're probably, if you get popular, going to be in trouble. We learned a little more about the Zune H4 And next week, we're going to get some feedback about the Kodak ZI-8 camera. We've got a phone call from Rich Palmer asking about seasons of podcasts. We'll be talking about that. And anything else you would like to talk about, I would love to hear from you. My email is dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. You can call in your comments courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. That's 888-563-3228. And until then, thanks again for listening, and class is dismissed.